Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. You can call in and give us your opinion at 914-338-1239, or you join us in our chat room. Follow us daily at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We also have two Facebook pages, one Diva Days, and the other one's our fan page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. You can also follow me on Twitter at Diva of Duel. And you can also follow us and friend us here at Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we have Anna here.
Hello.
And we have Miss Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
And before we forget, we need to pimp Bob Hapka. And
oh, yes.
Apparently, yes, at Bob mm-hmm. Hapka. And apparently he did not get that hippopotamus you sent him last year for Christmas, Anna.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Well, given the way FedEx has been delivering things this year, if he gets it this year, it's going to be broken.
Oh.
<Okay.
Yeah.
laughs>
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Huh? Hippopotamus. Only
that
Bob
cute.
Would ask for that.
I think Bob should give us a Christmas gift of calling in and gracing us with his lovely voice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I bet
yeah.
Bob has a sexy voice, don't you think? Let's just imagine that. I'll bet he's like, hello, ladies.
I want to know.
I know.
I'm curious.
Yeah. It's important for us to know what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Twitter today, but I haven't seen him on since I've been on for about the past half hour.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, as I say, he's follow Bob if you want to be offended and entertained. So it's about 50-50, but hey, you know, it's part of the fun. You never
that
know.
That's fun. Yeah, why do you
love
follow
it.
Someone on Twitter who's boring? I mean, really.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have to have fun, yeah.
Exactly.
And it's still on our interview with Patrick Muldoon on January 8th, 10 p.m. Eastern. But that's not scheduled yet, so we'll wait another week. And
yeah, we'll hope that he remembers, since his Crackberry and his iPod were stolen. Let's hope he doesn't keep a schedule on there.
I think he can keep a schedule by writing it on his hand. That's just my
guess.
There
you go. That could very well be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to be on our show, we have to bash you for a couple of weeks. And then if you're hardy enough, then you can come on, right?
No, he's funny, and yeah, you can
funny.
Follow him at Muldoon Patrick, and he's really funny. And he, one of the actors who actually tweets back to you, which is nice.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah, and Teo Pangloss on his Twitter asked us to have another interview with him, so hopefully we'll get that scheduled for January sometime. We haven't discussed
yay.
A date with him yet. So yay! So Teo is always a fantastic guest. If you've never heard Teo
before, he's agreed to it.
He
said in the new year sometime. So we have to try to figure a date out. So matter of that.
Yeah. Oh, he is fantastic.
Yes.
And hot. Not to mention hot. But that's another story.
Yeah, if you want to listen to a nice, safe, vanilla. Totally correct interview. Don't listen to Teo.
Yes. Oh, you never know that you're going to be surprised. You never know what he's going to say or what we're going to say. So, you know, it's always a fun time.
Right.
You know, never know what to expect.
Yeah, the big crazy news this week was Sony, produces Days of Our Lives, or owns Days of Our Lives, I guess, they actually put their board up, the Days of Our Lives board. Yeah, that's been down since June, and for some reason it took them 6 months just to put up a brand new board.
They probably had to get the security all set up since they got hacked into last time. Maybe they.
Yeah, I guess
this March.
Yeah, for a tech, you know, a firm based on technology, I mean, taking 6 months to put up a message board is ridiculous. It's like I was telling Mary,
maybe they wanted to wait to make sure. Maybe they wanted to make sure Days of Our Lives wasn't canceled first before they made the investment. I'm just kidding.
That's not it. Well, they also have the Young and Restless board up, and I saw that there's a Jeopardy board, too. I didn't see what else is on. There's several boards.
Yeah,
there's several boards. So I guess they decided to launch all of them at the same time. But seriously. Yeah, anybody could do a message board. I mean, there's templates, so, you know, seriously, it took you a couple of minutes to put a message board.
Yeah.
It's nice to have it back.
So if you're a Teo fan or a Lauren Coslow fan or a fan of a certain pairing or another, then, and if you've never been to
the lot of fun.
I mean, it's not going to take the place of Twitter because so many people are used to doing Twitter now. But what's nice about Sony it gives you a way, like there are some people who just never did make the transition to Twitter. They just don't want Twitter, don't like Twitter, whatever. You know, whatever the reason may have been. And so I'm looking forward to being reunited with some of the people that we used to, that we've gotten to be good friends with on Sony that we don't know now, you know, we don't see now on Twitter. And also it allows for more than, like, you know me, I always have trouble getting anything in 140 characters or less. I mean, So it's nice if you want to get into a friendly debate with someone about something or basically
you
just
can write
naughty,
as much as
like
you
the
want.
Hoochies, you know. If you want to just write like a naughty, conversation with the Hoochies, I mean, join in there. But with Teo's thread. But it at least allows for more interaction longer discussions, you know.
We can be naughtier on Twitter because I think we're going to get, you're going to not be able to say as much on Sony. You're not allowed to say anything on Sony.
I think that's going to be the hardest thing
that's
for the people
not as fun.
Who jump to Twitter. They're
I'm
not going
to
be able
to
cuss. We can't use the curse words. It's hard to bash a character over there, although you can do it if you have an anti-thread. But it's hard, like you can't go into a positive thread and say, And I mean, I know one time I just thought, you know, since we all had so many different nicknames for Daniel, Dr. Tan, I thought it would be nice if we had just like one place, a clearinghouse, if you will, for all of it. We could collect all of the nicknames. And Sony sort of frowned upon that for some reason, and it was down within about 4 hours. But it was pretty popular while it was up. you can't, I mean, as I recall, you can't.
Are you allowed to have an anti-thread? I didn't even think they were.
I think you can. Oh. At least we used to be able to. But it's just because, remember, we had the anti-Daniel. We had the
one
where we could bash. We could bash the character. We just couldn't bash. We just couldn't give him nicknames. I don't know what. But and you had to use, like, instead of, you know, calling Chloe, you know, Chloe-ho or whatever, you know, to indicate that she might, like, her character might be questionable or whatever, you had to spell it the right way, you know, things like that, you know. You don't
want to be able to bash a character all you want.
That's the downside of Sony is that the mods were so particular. On the one hand, it kept you from getting into really ugly fights with people because at NBC's board, they didn't watch it as closely, and you can get into some real tussles over there. But at Sony, the nice thing was you couldn't really get out of line too bad with someone because they would come down on you. The bad news is we're all used to it. It's kind of like letting the dogs out, and then, like, now the dogs have to come back in. And then there's a fence, and we can't go outside the fence, but we've seen what's on the other side. But I still support it. I think it's still exciting to have it back because, like I said, there's a lot of – a lot of people that hopefully we'll run into again that we've missed not being able to correspond with. And then it's also another avenue just to lust after our favorite actors or you know, talk about our favorite things from the show or the, you know, the actor or whatever. So you know, it's all good. The more different ways we can do that, the better, I guess. So
I think Angela called in, but she dropped off before I can grab her. So maybe she'll come to let you guys know. Maybe I'll grab her if she comes back. So, I think maybe it was Sabina. Anyways, they're good, 770. So 770, you can call back and I'll put you on. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that is like we are going from being on Twitter and being uncensored and then going to a message board where you have to mind your P's and Q's, yeah.
Yeah, because Twitter's completely uncensored. Completely.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is report.
Or it should be a little bit, maybe, but yeah, but completely.
But, you know, it might be kind of nice, too, because some people can be really, really rude. So it's kind of, at least they're not going to get away with that at Sony, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
it'll be
Sony's a little silly with some things, though, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. A little.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think if anybody doesn't know, I think if you just type in daysofourlives.com, I think then eventually you'll find the message board after a few clicks.
Or you can go into Sony.
I just
Sony
went Days of Our Lives Sony, and it came right up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marianne's easy like that. You know.
I always, you know, I always do easy. You know.
This is an easy way to do it. You're just going to find it. And you can take that however you want, people.
You want.
Well, I wasn't here last Saturday. I went on a date with my husband. But I don't know if you guys played the Anna drinking game. So if there's anyone listening.
We did.
Yes, and Anna's already mentioned Kate a few times. Make sure you take a drink every time she mentions Kate.
I want to get people getting drunk tonight. you know, whatever. Yes. So do you want to
start
with
mentioning
Kate,
Tony, too.
Well, Anna, since you mentioned Kate, let's talk about Kate and Stanley's themes.
Awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Sam, you know, we've been leading up to this for a while, but the week before last, Kate bailed out Sammy and took care of her kids in an emergency and everything, and they had the whole frenemy vibe going, and of course it continued this week. Kate shows up at Sammy's place and tries to rescue her from, you know, a life of food stamps, apparently. You know, it's always kind of funny thinking, okay, their dad, two of the three kids that she's, you know, that are under 18, their dad's a multimillionaire, but let's forget about that. But anyway, so Kate came in and she basically offered Sammy a job at her firm, which is the largest competitor against the firm she's with right now. But it's been a long time since I've seen that much positive feedback on a story or scenes. On Days, as there was at least on Twitter, to Allie and Lauren for those scenes. They loved them. I mean, everybody, I mean, even people who might not like one or the other character, for some reason, I don't know if it's the history, I think it's a combination of the history of the characters.
The history,
they both have rich histories, and they're both really fun to watch. They're great characters, and then on top of it, the actors know what they're doing. They know each other as actors. Mm-hmm. They know each other's characters. They know their own characters so well that they just bring so much to each scene that it's just highly entertaining. And so even though there's probably some subversive element going on here, I'm sure, with the story, it's so much fun to watch those two. And the best word I can use to describe it is that frenemy sort of dynamic. I'm enjoying it. What do you guys think?
I'm thinking, think Kate has an ulterior motive? She has to.
Yeah.
Well, see, there for a while.
Like, Sammy's on to her,
Madison.
But Sammy's still hoping, you know, wants to take it, but she still thinks.
Well, and it could always be twisted the other
up.
Way, too. I still won't trust Madison because she's always trying to trump Kate. It still could be that, like, that's sort of like the Trojan horse kind of situation. I don't know, you know, but I don't, you know, obviously something's going to go awry in the story, whether it's Kate or Sammy's side, you know, something's going to happen. But I really hope they find a way to keep those two on camera together because they're really a lot of fun. But
oh, yeah, this should be interesting, Sammy going to work for Kate, you know, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see where that story takes us, but definitely fun. And I just thought of this. I hadn't thought about how thrilled Stefano would be to find out that Tammy was working for his old.
Tammy's working with Kay, yeah. And then with Lucas coming back, you know,
oh,
that's
yeah. big. You never know.
No.
Well,
yeah.
maybe they'll work together.
I did see some previews on Daytime Royalty about how what's going to be happening with each, you know, with each different storyline.
Really?
Sounded kind of interesting.
I haven't seen it.
Something about Lucas is there for Sammy when something happens. He's going to be there to help Sammy through something or some, you know, from what I can remember. I read that a couple of days ago, but I can't really. I think like more as a friend, I think. I don't know if they're necessarily meaning they're going to get together. Because, you know, Will's going to blow the whistle on sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
On EJ and Sammy, so I don't know what the fallout of that's going to be.
That should be good. That should be pretty good. Because Nicole's going to throw DJ to the curb, and Rafe isn't going to be too pleased with Sammy. So, yeah, that should be interesting. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, it's interesting, and you know what? I don't know if it's really a stereotype, but, you know, I mean, Kirsten Madison is pretty much the boss from hell. I mean, she isn't exactly warm and fuzzy and, you know, not a great person to work for. And I don't blame Sandy for actually thinking working with Kate might be a better idea. Because Madison's been awful, and she's blinking Sammy's stepbrother.
Yeah, she only has Brady on her mind right now, so.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want to work in that environment? I mean, ugh. The mere thought of Madison blinking anyone kind of makes me sick. That's just me, but.
Poor Brady.
I know. Why can't Brady get
the break? Find a good woman
break?
For that
you
man,
know,
I'll tell you. God.
I know. Well, I'm kind of curious.
Wish Nicole was good for
Yeah, I love Nicole with him.
But I like her with EJ, too. I don't know. Jeez.
I mean, I'm okay with her. I like their mutual respect for each other's evilness. That's kind of fun.
Yes.
Whereas Sammy thinks is bad, but she always makes EJ feel like, even though I like Jammy as well, she always makes him feel bad for who he is, you know, kind of thing. And Nicole's just like, okay, let's embrace this stuff, you know? It's like embrace each other.
Let's just be bad together. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And who I really kind of enjoyed this past week was kind of cute was Carrie and Austin together.
Yeah,
you know,
with the
gifts and the stuff. Yeah, and it's like, okay, don't be messing with them, you know? But yeah, I thought they were kind of enjoyed them. Sometimes I'm not real big fan, but I kind of, you know, enjoyed them, their scenes this week.
Yeah, I have to admit, because I wasn't all that excited about them coming on and stuff, but I'm enjoying them a little bit. Of course, that's just because they're going to break them up, probably.
I don't know. And it's just like, go away, Abby. You know, like, go away. Every time she keeps running and they were there, it's like, I don't know. I just don't like the whole Abby-Austin thing.
You know, he was saying on Twitter last week, I can understand her having a crush on him. But but to think it's love.
I don't want it to go any more than that.
Yeah, me neither.
I want Austin to just like, don't go there. Okay, yeah, it's cute. You have a crush on me, but don't, you know.
Carrie's
looking at Rafe. She's crying.
Hello, Maria? Did you talk?
Hello? Uh-oh.
Yeah, she got dropped. Oh, man. It wasn't me, because I was on Twitter.
I know, that's what happened to me. When I had the dashboard a few times, it just, like, would drop a call, right? And they're like, last time, save Jack. Just dropped.
Oh.
Nowhere. I wasn't even touching the dashboard or anything. So she'll call back, hopefully. Hopefully we haven't lost her forever.
Yeah, the rumors from what I've seen, there's Carrie is more interested in Rafe and Austin. And there's no rumors at all that Austin is actually interested in Abby at all. So
I
kind of
love that he's not even getting it. He's not even paying attention. I mean, he's nice to her, but I kind of like the way they're writing it. I thought they were going to be skeevy with it, but I like that it's like he's just looking at her as almost like a family member. You know, somebody he remembers as a little kid, and
he's
like got the doe eyes, you know, and she's like. And, you know, probably, honestly, most of us have been in that situation when we were younger or something where we, you know, were drawn to a professor or drawn to somebody and we're like, oh, we can never have that. They're married. They have this or that, you know, or whatever. But she seems like she actually wants to go for it, though, so I don't know. It's kind of interesting. But, you know, I could use a little less of them. Huh?
We got Marianne back. Go ahead and keep talking. I'm going to put her back on.
Okay, go ahead. I would have much rather seen Stephanie Hate on today.
There
Hello.
She is.
Hello.
It wasn't me.
What
I didn't
my
hang
drop
up on
call?
You.
No,
yeah.
It was probably me.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
stupid phone. Drop call again. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. You were talking about Austin.
Anna.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I do kind of. Oh, there you go. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish your
you
thought.
Want to go ahead? Oh, me? Me? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just saying that. I was just saying that, you know, they could have. I would have much rather seen some Kate and Stefano. Kate and Stefano on today as part of some sort of celebration. You know, we got robbed of them yet again. So they didn't get a Halloween
Christmas
costume, and this year they didn't. And then now they didn't get a. They didn't get a. A bulb, they didn't get a ball, they didn't get a, you know.
No, Demir, Christmas balls
for anything.
They didn't
get to crash the kids, they didn't get to crash the kids' hospital Santa visit that wasn't in the hospital, it was in the Horton Town Square instead, you know, I mean, I knew they
that
had gotten rid of
that.
That
could clearly
do
away with that hospital. The only thing is
now.
You see, like, you only see, like, their, like, Lexi's office and
right.
Daniel's office, and that was it. And that's really not a hospital.
And
that's
probably the
room.
Same office, too.
Yeah,
they
same office, right.
Around.
So it's like they're completely getting away from the hospital, and I guess it's going to be now the university, like the school itself.
And the spa.
Not the hospital.
Which, honestly, I mean, even though we like the tradition of the hospital and it's Allison, you know, Tom Horton and all that, I don't want them to completely get rid of that whole element, but honestly, I'm kind of glad to have different sets. I was getting so sick of that hospital.
Yeah.
Even though I'm, you know, I love the whole, you know, the hospital concept because it's been there forever, but I'm kind of glad that we have some different sets to look at. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that front reception area at the spa is
the hospital.
Dressed up is the hospital deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
I think the spa is the hospital.
Yeah,
I think
you're right, because the rooms
had
a hospital bed. One of those
the way
sheets
they come
are the
in.
Same. If
I
you're
don't know.
A massage, it automatically goes up, you know.
I guess we'll be seeing the college then, the university, I guess.
I
because,
hope
like,
so.
Marlena's
nice
going to be working there, and Jack, and Austin, mm-hmm. and then the kids will be going
yeah,
to school there.
I hope we get to see some of that.
Yeah, Bob's. I was watching today's episode, and behind Austin, I was reading. I've seen they had Anna's ornament still up. They had an ornament with Savannah's name on it.
Yeah, I see
Anna,
about that.
Carrie and Austin put it up. They even actually showed them putting Anna's ball. Of all
that
the
was
Anna.
Anna.
They showed the Anna ornament later in the episode today.
I did see it again.
Yeah, but I saw Savannah on an ornament today. I don't know
Savannah.
So I don't know if they were hinting at Savannah Wilder, because I guess people were seeing those rumors, seeing tweets coming back for a little bit, or if, you know, it's like if it's someone who works on the crew and their name's Savannah or their kid's name's Savannah, and that's what they wrote Savannah on. I don't know, but it's sort of interesting because you figured, you know, or maybe it was an Easter egg, you know what I mean? You know, those little inside jokes the show does. I just thought, names. I could see Calliope or Eugene or, you know, stuff like that, Alex Marshall or something, you know, fun like that. But, Savannah.
Speaking of Alex Marshall, there's a Quinn Redeker sighting today on TV. I was watching, not to switch soaps, but since you mentioned it, Y&R had a great standalone episode for Melody Thomas Scott. Amazing. If anyone's even remotely ever watched that show, they liked the character and everything, you should really tune in. It was really nice. I mean, you should check online or whatever. But anyway, there was a scene. I didn't realize that, at least in this scene back from probably the 70s, Quinn Redeker played Melody Thomas Scott's father creepy father. Like, after her mom died, he was going after her, like, you know, creepy way. You know? But I was like, oh, my gosh, that's Alex Marshall. So I just had to say that. It was like, oh, it made me think of how fun he was with Anna, Demira, and everything on Dave.
Or was it a flashback, or was it a new episode?
No, it was a real, I mean, it was like a real, it was a, now, whether this was a flashback when it was done in the 70s or early 80s, I'm not sure. But it was definitely, I mean, it was when Quinn was still, you know, it was probably either before Quinn was on Dave or maybe after or something. I don't know. But it explained part of Miss Nikki's history and dysfunction, I guess, by doing that scene. So I'm thinking probably that scene was probably created as a flashback back then, and they just showed it today on the episode. But it was just nice to see Quinn Ritiker. I miss him. He was so great as Alex Marshall. What a great character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And all that stuff on YouTube, too. Anybody never heard of Alex Marshall or Quinn Ritiker? I mean, he was just hilarious.
He's one of those people that
Like you would be friends with him, but not that close, but you knew there was a good chance he'd end up in prison. You know what I mean? he was that type of character. Like, he was interesting, but you just didn't get that close because you didn't want, you know, all of his crimes to, you know, be associated with yourself. But he was a great, great character. And you know, the chance there would probably never be asked back on Days, but it would have been fun.
So back to Savannah, we think that she's going to be making an appearance. Maybe like a one-episode kind of deal?
Haven't heard anything, but people were tweeting to me today that they heard she was coming back for a few episodes. And then Angela keeps insisting that Savannah was involved with the original in vitro fertilization storyline with Maggie. But I didn't see that.
They're tying it in.
Really?
Yeah, so Madeline will know. We'll have to ask Madeline maybe next week if she calls in. Because I don't remember that storyline at all. But Nikki and Maggie were doing in vitro. But I guess Savannah was involved. I don't know if she was going to be a carrier or they would use her eggs or what the deal was. I'm assuming she was the carrier. I don't know.
So maybe foreshadowing
really
of her coming back.
What did you say?
So there really was a story about Maggie doing the egg thing back in the 80s?
Yeah, that actually was a storyline.
I didn't remember that.
I don't remember that. Okay.
But maybe they're just, if they're rewriting his, or maybe it was. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking a question because I really didn't know.
But here's the question. If they bring back Shannon Tweed, are they going to pair her with Roman Brady, who used to be Chris Kosinchak?
Savannah Wilder and Chris Kosinchak. Yeah,
but Savannah and Chris were a couple. So...
Yeah.
You know,
put her with Roman. And, yeah, that'd be kind of different. Roman needs somebody.
Yeah, and they could, you know. And the thing is, they don't even have Roman at Sammy's wedding today, which is bullshit.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah,
that was just. So I don't really understand that at all. That was bizarre. Because, I mean, Sammy's going on and on and on, how she doesn't want Marlena there, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, she's asked, you know, she was thankful for Marlena to show up. And then John shows up. So in the legal process in Salem is unbelievable. Is no matter what the compelling evidence is, and anywhere else, you plead guilty and you're trying to appeal, that takes years. You know, you don't get
not in Salem.
Not in Salem. He was in prison for like, 3 weeks?
Nobody stays in prison too long in Salem.
Or dead.
Yes.
Or dead, yeah. Well, yeah.
Which is okay. The ones we want to come back alive, that's fine. We'll believe anything to have Tony or Andre back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's been a while now, so. Almost 3 years?
So. It's 2009, so.
It'll be 3 years.
2.5 years.
March, April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 years, this March, April.
Yeah.
In March, yeah.
Well.
Okay, so I missed Wednesday and Thursday. So, but I did see today, and actually today was the Christmas Eve episode, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And
I enjoyed it, yeah.
It was nice seeing the Horton gathering, and EJ Santa Claus?
No, Doug.
Oh, Doug was. Okay. I thought I heard Nicole and EJ talk about how he was the Santa Claus or something. I was like, what? Because I missed the first part of the show, so I didn't catch that. That was good. It was just, I mean, I like the fact that they're using Horton Town Square, and I'm okay with that, or better known as the HTS. But I don't mind that, like some people might, you know, but it was a little weird not to see it with the hospital kids, you know, to see it at the hospital. But I'm not going to complain.
There's a bunch of kids there, though.
Yeah, it was a nice thing, you know, and I'm fine. I mean, I was okay with it. I liked Bo and Hope's scenes when he gave her the gifts. She was kissing him, thank you, and he's like, and I'm not finished yet. That's all I thought that was. kind of brought me back to the cuteness that was the 80s book, and I enjoyed that.
I like Bo with his scarf and his hat, too. That was kind of cute.
That was cute.
It was cute,
but at the same time, I felt bad for him. I felt bad for Peter Ruckel.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. With that whole scene, we all forgot, too, it was Hope's birthday, it's Christmas Day. And Bo gives her a book of poetry he gave her when she was 18. This is the first edition, though. And I'm shocked they didn't show any Bo and Hope flashbacks about that, because they had a lot of events that happened around Christmas. And then he gives her a necklace, which is obviously one of the necklaces that Christian designed.
Right.
For her.
I thought it would have been hilarious if she had said, oh my gosh, that looks like a necklace I was admiring on HopeFaithMiracles.com the other day. How did you know? Did you look in my cart? Did you look at my wish list on there? That would have been great. But I'm twisted that way.
Yes, so that was funny. And then when he said, oh, it was an anniversary present, and as an audience member, I was just yelling, which anniversary? So they've been married like 5 times to each other.
Yeah, which one? Yeah.
I know. It's like that's the benefit of being married multiple times. You get more gifts during the year.
So, poor Bo, though, he has to remember every anniversary. So I know they got married in August, that one outside with a horse-drawn carriage. And then the Christmas Day one, I think that was when Hope was ice skating. They found the dead body in the ice. I think that was it had to do with the baby switch with Lexi. And was that? Yeah, that was that. With Lexi and JT. JT and Zach. Yeah, so they found a dead body on Bo and Hope's wedding day. It was fantastic. So...
Always remember that day.
I mean, can you imagine Bo on a Christmas day has to buy Hope a birthday present, an anniversary present, and Christmas present.
Yeah.
And if he forgets one of them, then he's like totally screwed. So he remembers them all. So good for him.
Will said to Sammy about being married, 5 times now or something, he said to Sammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was married. Was this the fifth time now? Or?
Did you notice that in Sammy's vows, she's like, I promise I will be loyal. It's like, we'll be like future tense.
And Will
was
just like
that
dying
was just,
over there.
Oh, he wanted to just punch
I
her.
Thought he was going to spill it out. You know, I thought,
no,
what's
going to
make
Kayla
him
to
say
do?
Anything if this doesn't?
Where's Aunt Kayla? She's supposed to do that. I thought for sure if Kayla showed up to the thing, was like, oh, Sammy, you are so busted. Because last year she busted the roof off the whole Parker's and Daniel's baby thing at the christening. So it's time for her annual visit to, you know, expose some horrible thing. So what did you think of EJ when he came around the corner and saw the vow renewal? Did it look like he was kind of bummed about it? Or what was your impression
yeah.
of how he played that?
I thought he was bummed.
Disappointed, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he looked
like
really
bummed. Yeah, and even with the five marriages for Sammy, and Will was saying, like, oh, I actually like Rafe. He's one of my favorite, you know, stepfathers. But, yeah, she had, like, this is, what, her 12th wedding, though? I remember, wasn't the green
wedding? Oh, yeah,
wedding
or almost the, weddings, or, yeah.
Yeah, the green Luke wedding was the 10th, I thought. So, but was the black wedding, when she wore black to EJ, was that after
the green
wedding?
Oh, yeah, that was
EJ.
When EJ got shot and was paralyzed. Wedding,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Okay, so yeah. This might have been the 13th wedding then.
And then there was the green wedding where Lucas and Sammy got married and it was all green theme.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm saying.
Eco-friendly.
Well, the thing is, the most eco-friendly wedding you can have is go to the courthouse. That's all you're doing and you're signing one piece of paper. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not buying this crap. You can have a green wedding, but you're using organic flour or whatever, and, you know, and special types of flowers. I mean, I'm sorry, that's not a green wedding. You don't have a green wedding.
Anyway, I was
just
saying, you know, there's these themes. So I guess this year will be the red wedding. This will be the black wedding, the green wedding. This will be the red wedding. I'm wondering if the red wasn't really symbolic of Christmas as much as it was of the scarlet letter.
There you go.
See, Dave, every once in a while, if you really think hard enough and, like, search and scrape, they actually have, like, some really deep stuff. but I thought that was an interesting choice of color. I mean, obviously it was holiday attire, but at the same time, I think there was a subliminal message there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, somebody, I think it was Previews, was tweeting that it was, I think it was Previews, if it wasn't, I apologize if I'm not crediting this correctly, but they found it kind of funny that the people that half the cast was members were wearing jackets and they were freezing, and Sammy's walking around in a strapless, or a sleeveless dress, not a goosebump in sight, you know, so.
Well,
so
everyone had jackets and coats on, yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah,
she was
that's the problem with the whole roof over the squares. Like, yeah,
I keep
we don't know.
That was just supposed
a roof.
To live on the snow budget.
There's supposed to be a roof or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, but does that mean it's climate controlled under the roof? Or I assume there's a roof, but it's still the normal temperature would be outside. It's just not raining and snowing on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought
I don't know.
Yeah. Even Melanie was just there in a little skimpy sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I
thought that was clever of them to make. I keep forgetting that thing's covered, and that makes sense because then they can save on the snow budget, the fake snow budget. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wonder if Salem University is like also attached to the town square somehow. And so they'll just meet out there for lunch and stuff, you know. So I wonder how that's.
Or we'll be at, like, it could be, not far from it or something.
Because have we seen the cop shop lately? Well, it's been a while, but I guess we've seen it since, since the reset, but not much. So I'm wondering if maybe they're going to use that somehow as, like, the teachers, the professors or the classrooms or. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see of Salem, but so Marlena is going to have either a group therapy session class or a group office or some sort of office, right? Not that we're planning.
I guess so.
Yeah, everybody has to go to Marlena.
Everybody's going to Marlena.
They're all talking about going to Marlena. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I saw some people bashing the spoiler that Beau and Hope are going to therapy because that they're not dealing. They felt like that Zach's death kind of contributed to all their marital problems.
That's a good story.
But it's true.
That was one on Daytime Royalty. That Beau and Hope are going to go into therapy and
we're
revealing they haven't resolved the issue of Zach's death yet. Really, they haven't or whatever.
That would be cool.
Then they're going to go. That's going to be their story. A story for them.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That could work.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, though, because, you know, basically their son was killed. Bo was too busy covering up for Chelsea. And then, you know, then they all kind of split apart, and, you know, and that, and then they went through the same thing with Ciara being missing, and Bo took it upon himself to do things his way and behind Hope's back, and then Bo ended up with Carly and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, their problem is that when they don't work as a team, they tend to pull apart. You know, Hope gets upset and feels hurt, and Bo is hurt, and she's still mad, and usually ends up with one of his exes. So it's usually how it works with them. So it would be nice to have that resolved, because especially with Billy coming back in March, I don't want them doing the whole Bo and Billy thing again.
I don't know if they are or not, because it sounds like, I mean, I know she's working, I think Lisa and Lauren are working together quite a bit, at least with her initial scenes, you know, the first week she's on. So maybe they're doing more of a business story with her. I don't know.
No,
I know they were tweeting about working together and everything, and they were real excited. And so maybe Billy comes back to town with the Countess W stuff, and maybe they interact that way.
From what I saw from Lisa, she did tweet that she had some very emotional scenes with Peter. So I, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
With them going to therapy, that might dovetail into that somehow, that, you know, with Bo and Hope going to therapy. Maybe that's going to dredge up some stuff. And, you know, that's interesting.
Speaking of therapy, do you think?
I think we see Lisa Rinna back. I mean, I wasn't initially, like, super excited because I was trying to figure out, like, where are they going with it. But now I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun to see what they do with her character. And, you know, we'll see.
His son brought off Billy and Daniel, and that's true. When they first brought on Sean Christian, he was supposed to be Julie Pinson's love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turned around and fired Julie Pinson, and they stuck Sean Christian with Rachel Melvin, which was just gross and inappropriate all the way around.
Dreadful.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be
funny.
He
was actually hot with Kate, but it's just, then he had to go after.
If Billy and Daniel hook up, that'd be hilarious, because he was making out with her daughter.
Originally. Well, it's not unprecedented. Roman, Billy, Kate, you know, anyone? Chelsea, Daniel, Kate. that would be like the trifecta for Daniel. Okay, I've got three generations that I've bagged now.
Especially with... And when your Kate was Stefano and EJ, now if she would have snuck in Tony once in a while, then she would have had three people in one family.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been smart of her. Oof.
That would have been smart.
Oh, yeah. Darn it. We need another tango.
Writers aren't that smart, though.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
Well,
we're smarter
than
they are, but...
Let's see. So I guess this week, Jack and Jen... Jack finds out that, Daniel broke up with Jen, and Jen forgot to tell him. Didn't forget. Did it on purpose. Didn't tell him. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, we have a caller. You want to pull up a caller?
Okay.
Hello, we have area code 775. Did you want to call and talk, or were you just listening?
Hello.
Hi.
She wants to talk about magic.
Ah, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. So, did you like Victor's sweater you got for Christmas?
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
That was funny. Yeah.
I was all like, man, that's a nice look on his face.
I love that look. That was hysterical.
Yeah, he has a very good expression. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, hey, Victor, Bill Cosby called. He wants his sweater back.
He should wear it
in a scene later and just have, like, no one be like, oh, my God, that was supposed to be a joke sweater. What are you doing with that on? That was pretty funny. I'm just glad Victor was included. He wasn't really included much for the
the other deal, you know, for the to the ceremony, the bull, the ball ceremony.
Yeah.
The Horton balls.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he was included too.
Yeah.
Sarah, did you like the scenes where they were talking to Daniel at the mansion? And, you know, I thought those were pretty sweet with the,
those were good.
With magic.
Those were great. I just
And I love Maggie's hair, too.
Yeah, they need to be on more. They're so cute.
Yes,
like, they disappeared
they
for a couple of weeks, didn't they? It was like they weren't even...
Yes.
They've been
like,
gone for a while.
It was almost like Toya and Michael. They were never in the same place at the same time. And you're like, could they be the same person? I mean, come on, you know. Yeah.
This is what I
see.
Uh-huh. As soon as they got married, you didn't see them.
Yeah. It's like, what's
with
that?
Yeah.
And I'm all like, that's not fair.
Exactly. Because
they need to show them more, and they need to show Kate and Stefano more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
they
you.
Do.
Exactly. Like, where did Stefano and Kate go? I mean, it's so annoying. You know, they spend all this time building up great couples like Magic and State, and then all of a sudden it's like they're MIA, and you're like, well, wait a minute here, you know? I mean, we got, what, a peck on the cheek with State a couple weeks ago, maybe? It's like, I mean, I'll take it, but I'd like to see him more often, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating. So good point, Sarah. Yeah.
Like, okay, that's pretty much what I have to say.
Now you want to go back to listening?
Yeah, darn internet again.
Thank you for bringing that up, though. That's a, definitely. And those two pairings have a wide appeal, you know, across age range and everything. You know, the demographics. I mean, it seems like they really have appeal across the board, and I think that's something sometimes, I don't think the new writers, they might get Magic, but for some reason they really haven't been playing up State since they got there. I mean, they've had maybe, you know, once or twice a month they've had scenes or something, but they really haven't, you know, it's almost like they don't get, I mean, did they not get the memo that Kate and Stefano are the dark queen and king of Salem?
I guess. I don't think they get the Demiras at all, period.
Yeah, that's
really
troubling. I don't know what's going on there. Hmm.
No.
Hey, we got Madeline on.
All right.
Hi,
oh.
Guys.
Hey,
Madeline,
Sarah.
We're just talking about you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, there's a Savannah ornament on the tree.
Oh, yeah.
At Horton Square. So, do you remember the whole Savannah storyline with Maggie?
Vaguely. Our resident historian.
We're wondering if she's
come on,
coming
historian,
back.
We need your resources here.
I remember Savannah, okay? I don't remember how much is it. Well, there was a lot of speculation, but I don't know that it's come true exactly.
So you heard that rumor, too, that...
They were talking that the egg that got stolen from Maggie was going to end up being that Victor had given it to Savannah, but they haven't really specified who Daniel's mother is. So I mean, they gave a name, but I'm sure Savannah wouldn't have used her real name. So maybe it's going to come up.
But
so far,
that's kind
of
odd.
Do you think Gene Simmons could be Daniel's father? That could explain a lot.
Well,
you know how you have those moments? They don't happen very often in life, but you have these moments where you're like, oh my gosh, that's it.
I kind of
then all the pieces of the puzzle come together.
I kind of got the impression they're just putting up. They're just putting up everybody's name on that tree.
That was awful. Okay.
I know. That's been on the show ever.
No.
So I haven't actually seen it. I just keep hearing about it. So
I'll have to watch a little closer now.
Yeah.
About the name.
Well, I didn't watch today. I'll have to watch later. And
he was pretty good Effie today. I think he'd like it.
They had a Thin Man marathon on last night, and I taped all of it, so that's what I'm watching.
Also, did you see the look on EJ's face when he realized that Sammy? Did you see when EJ came around the corner and realized that Sammy? What?
Yeah.
I saw somebody had taken screen caps of when he walks in and sees her going on about her undying love for Rafe or something. He looked pretty disgusted.
Mm-hmm. Anna also said there's a Quinn Redeker sighting today on Young and the Restless. Did you see that, Madeline?
No.
Really?
Yeah. It was a flashback, but it was a real flashback. It was
a flashback.
Yeah, it was like, let me tell you, since you watch YNR, you have to watch the standalone episode today. You really do. It was one of the best episodes I think I've seen in daytime since the 80s, honestly. And I haven't been a regular viewer of YNR for 20 years, but I've been watching the Nictor clips lately, kind of getting hooked again. And so
I hate him so much.
I watched the standalone episode today with and it was a very well done. I was very.
And it was her, right?
It was, but I mean, they had the other characters in there too.
It was all Melody Scott Thomas, right?
Yeah, yeah, but they had the other characters intertwined in it too. But but what was really cool was I was watching it, and they showed
a
flashback.
It's not another ripoff of It's a Wonderful Life, right?
It is, but I thought it was well done. I really did think it. Because usually those are really corny.
This is like the third one they've done in 3 years.
Well, I don't watch
it
regularly.
Last year.
Whatever. You know, I'm just saying this was a really good episode, in my opinion. It got a lot of positive
response. I like her, so I'll watch it.
But I thought it was really well done because sometimes, and there's a couple of curveballs they throw that I thought were really good. I don't know. That was just having not watched it regularly. I know we're talking about a different show than Days of Our Lives, anyway, I was watching. They were showing like a thing from her early childhood, Nikki's early childhood, and they showed a clip, and it was they said her mother had died and her father. And they showed her dad being a creeper, you know, and it was like Quinn Redeker, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so nice. I mean, probably it had been created as a flashback when it was probably something that appeared in the 80s as a flashback of when she was a child or a teenager or something, but I'm not 100% sure.
But Quinn used to be on it, He was, what's her name's husband?
Gene Cooper?
Old drunk. Yeah.
Gene? Oh, okay.
Well, the character Jeannie Cooper.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, at any rate, maybe it wasn't a flashback then. I don't know.
They might have used old footage to make it, you know, to give her a father.
Yeah.
As far as I don't know. I wasn't watching YNR back then. Not very.
Yeah.
Not
I didn't remember it.
Not
but I just saw
to
it. I was like,
what was going on?
I was like, oh, I missed.
So maybe
I just,
he
like,
was supposed to be her father. I don't know.
So I was like, oh, I missed.
Just remember that his character was married to Catherine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
And it was a very different character than he played on Days.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just was tickled to see Quinn Redeker back from the day. You know, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Miss him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a kick.
And now every time I watch an old 80s episode, it's hard.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, we have area code 770.
Hi, ladies. It's Angela.
Hi,
hey
Angela.
There.
How are y'all doing?
Hi, you're Angela.
You talk about the Savannah stuff you were
speaking
with
me
about.
I went back after I had tweeted back and forth with you a couple times. I went onto YouTube again and look, and they actually have the first episode where Savannah first came. She was on the show on and off, I guess, from like between 85 and 87, I think, is what I read. And it does say, and again, Wikipedia is not always correct, but Wikipedia does say that she does a brief stint in October of 2011 back at Days. And, of course, what she could have done is she, if she filmed in October, you know, mm-hmm. it would be airing probably January time frame.
Right.
It would be, yes. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because, you know, again, when she first came to town, and she had a scene with Alex Marshall, played by Quinn Redeker, and then the guy that died, Todd Chandler. I know he died on the show because I remember that thing. But anyway, I was just thinking, you know, she worked for Victor when he had that drug cartel, which was in 85, 86. And then they also had some episodes in there where and this was the thing that's interesting too. You know, they've got the new character coming on in January named Ian, and he's being played by Ian Buchanan.
Oh, yes, looking forward to that.
Right, and when I turned on this afternoon after I had been talking back and forth with Carrie, that in 86, they have an episode, and Marlena is in her office in the hospital. Josh Taylor is there, but he's still playing Chris Kostichek, and Chris has been dating Savannah, and John Black is there, so you've got Drake in the scene too, and evidently somehow there was some machination where Savannah was there. They had someone who was a rapist of some sort that had been, and they were saying how similar it had been to the guy that had killed Marlena's sister Samantha years before. And that rapist name is Ian. And so, you know, so either they're just recycling a lot of names, or maybe Ian is going to turn out to be, you know, the guy that ended up going to jail back in the 80s.
I can't imagine them using Ian Bannon to play him. First of all, Ian was blonde.
I don't remember Ian at all.
Really?
You don't remember Ian?
No, I don't remember that at all.
I remember him from General Hospital.
But the character is going to be named Ian too. And I, like I said, I don't remember ever seeing Ian. And in that particular episode, we did not see him. And Chandler was so blonde.
Yeah, the funny part is just that the person who was after Ian was Emma Donovan.
She
was going to marry him so she could stay in the country. Because they were going to kick her out, and then he got caught, so she couldn't. She had to go after Mr. Marshall.
What did the Ian from the 80s do bad? I didn't hear that part.
He was some type of rapist, and he had attacked.
He was a hospital rapist.
Right, and he had attacked several people, and they were interviewed. They interviewed Maggie. They interviewed Marlena, or tried to, and then supposedly he attacked Savannah, and that was the episode I was watching, or the scenes where she had been stabbed, and so they were taking her away, and then they were, you know, running around, interviewing everybody and so forth, and they did. They interviewed Maggie, and they interviewed. So I found it interesting. Like I said, I don't remember seeing Ian.
Yeah,
back
I think
in the
that's
80s.
A stretch, though. It seems like he was very cute, but he didn't have a whole lot of personality. He dated Melissa for a little while. She had a crush on him.
Now was
he
a British guy?
You sure that's
or
not Todd Chandler?
No, he was like a handyman guy. And,
okay.
Now
this
I'm
is going to
remember
be,
what
but
he
now,
did.
I think they're
going to
be two total. I think they're probably no.
And I don't think they're the same person, but that wouldn't stop these writers from doing it.
No, I don't. I would say 98% chance that's not happening.
Yeah, wouldn't even have looked. I mean, there's no way to make Ian say that Ian Buchanan was Yeah, but then
and nobody,
I mean, we're talking
about,
nobody's going to remember. I mean, I don't remember what he looked like.
I don't
and honestly, had I not seen this YouTube thing, I don't even know that I would remember the name.
Back in 2005, there are people who had episodes who would remember, but not with the ease. You can go to, anybody can go to YouTube now, and
right.
There's several different channels that have all of that stuff up. Spies of the Heart has
yeah.
a lot of 86, and so you can,
well,
you can go look.
See, I'm just saying that, I thought it was interesting because, I know that there was a scene a couple weeks ago when, before this whole egg story really got full throttle, and, definitely Victor got on the phone with somebody and said, my name cannot be associated at all with, like, that Riverside Clinic and all that kind of stuff.
But
he definitely has something to hide.
I think it would be fun if it ended up Savannah was Daniel's mother, but Daniel is just such a slime ball. I'm sorry. Savannah isn't as bad as Savannah.
I think it's
was.
More likely that Gene Simmons is Daniel's
father. That's a
hell of
a lot better than Daniel.
Well, Savannah could also be, if they're going to do the egg story with EJ.
Is Daniel's mother supposed to be dead?
His adopted mother, whatever her name was, Parker Jonas. I know her maiden name, I guess, was Parker. She was like Lillian or something. I can't remember what first name
Lillian.
They gave her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lillian.
Parker Jonas.
Lillian Parker.
I just think it's a coincidence. And again, you're right. It's probably they probably have nothing to do with one another. But to me, it is interesting that fact that, Victor is covering something up. He was involved with that drug cartel, during that same, when it was in that same era. And, and then there are a lot of these same characters. And just like the fact that, of course, Shane and, Patsy Peace is Kim Brady,
mm-hmm.
Was involved in all that too. And then I noticed the other day, in the spring, Days event that they're going to have in Atlanta, Patsy Peace is actually coming to that. So I thought, well, gosh, I wonder if that means she may be on the show in the spring. But anyway, who knows? Like I said, we'll just have to wait and see. But I think Victor still has something to hide, and it would have made sense that he would have tried to come up with something. It would have been convenient for him to have used Daniel, because I just don't feel it at all. I just don't see Daniel really being Maggie's son. I don't see even the good reasoning in doing it to begin with. So I just don't know. Like I said, but again, I'm not a huge Daniel fan to begin with. So, but I guess my own little prejudice there.
Yeah, were you surprised he wasn't on today? He wasn't at the Horton.
Yeah,
Christmas
I thought he'd
party.
Show up.
Yeah, Daniel
well,
wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Well, that's true too. I think that I had read something where Missy Reeves had said that they were doing a few rewrites, and of course they've said that he's going. I know he's been doing some movies. The actor himself has been doing some movies this fall, so that could be part of the real reason why he's not there. But honest to goodness, it was so pleasant to be able even though I didn't have a lot of dialogue, just to be able to see Jack and Jennifer and Abby together as a little family, and I like that, so that was, so that pleased me, even though we didn't have a lot of conversation one way or the other, because it's just stressful. It's stressful for me when they have Daniel on there and they're all there together. I just keep thinking, this is so stupid. This is, let's say we're 14 years old. Who in the world, adult people, would not get involved in, we'll just date each other until we figure out who I really want to be with. I mean, I don't know. It does, to me, it sounds like kind of 14-ish. So I'm kind of hoping that they go ahead and move from that. I guess we'll have to just wait and see. I apologize. I was in the queue earlier to listen and to talk, and then my home phone rang, and I had to go over and listen, and I was on the phone with somebody else, and so I had to drop off. So y'all may have discussed the episode today, and I don't want to go back over anything anybody's already said, but I was the dialogue today, again, maybe I'm just paying too close to the pinch and being too critical, but yeah, they were, especially with the EJ's conversation and with Nicole, and I forgot what he was saying, something about Abe's chances, you know, for being mayor were going to be squished. I thought to myself, I think I tweeted this, I said, I'm just going to, EJ just would not say squished. He might say crushed.
Wait, what did he say? Where did he say squished? Where did he say
squashed? I think he said squashed. Or was it squashed? I don't know.
It's squished. Mm. I think he said squished. Squished.
Okay.
But regardless, anyway, it was just a bizarre. And I thought to myself then, I said, okay, I wonder, because that was it. From that point forward, I'm going, okay, who wrote this episode? I know it's not the Culletons.
I heard Mrs. Culleton wrote yesterday's, and it was pretty bad from what I heard.
Was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Richard's was good. The last one I saw I can sit down and almost pick out and say, okay, he wrote this before I even see the credits.
Oh, yeah.
But today, it was, but this, yeah, they brought back on the writing team a young girl who I guess was an intern last summer. And and so they hired her as a writer. She's like 23, 24 years old. And I feel like that's probably a good thing for writing the young people. I really sound old now, the young people. But anyway, but yeah, the whole college set. And I thought that was interesting. But she's the one. She was the primary dialogue writer today. So I think she's the one that came up with squished. And there were a couple other things that just, I don't know. It wasn't quite, but you know, the show, there's good and bad, and I absolutely say over and over again, this is much better than when Dina Higley was there, no matter what. Better than when Dina was there, but like I said, it just seems kind of uneven to me right now, and so like I said, I was happy that John's out of jail, and that made me happy, and hopefully that they'll get over that whole tension story, because it seems like it's just dragged on and on and on. But anyway, like I said, it was just
John might get lost.
What now?
I was hoping John might get lost somewhere.
Oh, I know. I kind of want to see John. I don't think John has had much of a chance, other than if he says it's a fact. That's a fact. Almost every single time he's on the air.
Sorry.
And I at least give him a chance to say something. That's, you know, like I said, because he really hasn't had much of a chance
Have we discussed EJ's parentage on this episode?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, but the spoilers.
I understand either, I think it was yesterday's episode, which I didn't watch, kind of inferred that his parents are now going to end up being John and Hope.
Anybody
heard
about that?
Yeah, there's
a lot of discussion about that right now, but I don't think.
Hope?
Wait a
minute. That's impossible.
It is impossible.
Well, they mentioned the whole
Princess
Diana
thing. Come on,
Diana,
that doesn't make
right.
sense.
Well,
now she's not even old enough.
We're talking about a show that gave us
that is ridiculous.
Come on, we ended up with Chelsea as a live child. So
yeah,
nothing is impossible.
That is just beyond ridiculous.
I have said this several times. I'm 46 years old, and the way that they've got the ages, and again, Hope has been sore-assed a little bit, and this, that, and the other, and Christian Alfonso is like a year or so older than I am in real life. But when you go back and you look up like on Jason's website about what the ages of the characters are supposed to be and when they came, you know, supposed to be born now, I mean, literally, she would have had to have had EJ when she was 12 or 14.
Yeah.
And that would make him older, or make Sean Douglas would have to be older. It just, the whole thing just doesn't make any sense. I hope it's a huge red herring. To me, you know, first of all, Stefano is EJ's father through and through. If they feel like they need to have some type of mother figure, let it either be Maggie or let it be Savannah or let it be somebody else that is that would it would be somewhat it would make somewhat some sense. But I just can't. It would be very disturbing.
But, you know,
to
they
me.
Did bring up you know the John and Hope subsex. You know, they why did
oh,
that,
yeah, they did.
You know why did they even go there?
Well,
yeah.
They brought it up.
Yeah.
How?
Mm-hmm.
How did they?
Oh,
I'm
Stefano,
curious because I didn't watch the show, Marianne.
Yeah,
so
Stefano.
How did they bring it up?
Oh, Stefano did.
The impression.
Hope and Bo went over to the Demare Mansion, and you know they were talking with Stefano about the whole IOU thing, and he made a sarcastic remark that about Hope having slept with John, and you know, and so and they. Yeah, they acknowledged all that and said that they had anticipated that Stefano was going to bring that up. And so, it, yeah, and it's, like I said, it's on a lot of the boards because they've been talking about it a lot. I hope it's a
just
huge
came
red
out of
herring.
The blue? It just came out of the blue that he just said that she'd slept on?
Well, he just, yeah, because he was making a sarcastic remark to Hope about the fact that, you know, because she was talking about that they were trying to help John because they knew John was in.
Why do you want to help John? Yeah, why do you care about John or something so much? Yeah, yeah, something to that effect, yeah. It brought that whole thing up. Yeah.
Well, I can't say I blame him there.
Something like that would do.
I would be very upset. Like I said, I love EJ, and
we
I don't particularly want
that.
Somebody that is my age to be his mother because then I'm going to be watching the show, and then all of a sudden, if they say that, then I'm going to think, okay, I know I'm 14 years older than he is, and you know however old the character is, and I really don't think I'm old enough to be his mother, and I don't want to be watching the show while they're showing somebody the same age I am.
Oh, I just don't like that. That is just going
to
ruin the whole character. This is going to.
I hope they're not going to do that. I really do. I think it's.
I don't.
You know, a lot of this stuff.
So that's not maybe
like a red
shirt.
Not me.
Yeah. So that makes EJ's not a Demira anymore then. Or unless is
well,
John still
well,
in there, or is he?
You know,
is
they,
he or isn't he?
You know,
we
I
still don't know that.
I don't think. I don't think that's a problem. I mean, Stefano raised them. It's the same thing with Tony. Tony's always going to be whether he's
biological.
I don't think. I just don't think they would make each. I think they're gonna. They since they keep dropping these bombs about John and you know Princess Gina, whatever. It's possible that those two could. Like with Billy coming on the scene, it could be Bo and Hope going through therapy. It could be that they end up sort of temporarily revisiting certain pairings that were part of the destruction of their relationship or something. I don't know. You know, maybe it's
they are
going to
have
life. Maybe they'll have it's a crappy life, like the opposite of you know it's a wonderful life or something. Mm-hmm. For I don't know. But I mean, God help me if they put if we have another redo of submarine sex with Gina and John, I will seriously, my TV will implode. I promise you, or I will throw something.
Yeah, out. I think they're throwing out some red herrings. I honestly
I do.
And then plus,
are.
Even if they thought they were going to write some of this stuff, they would have written this stuff, you know, back in the fall. You know, James Scott didn't even sign his contract until the day before Day of Days, you know, and so they were in obviously a very long 6-month negotiation of whether he was going to stay on the show or not. And
people,
so,
not everything they learned from James Riley is something they ought to be doing.
I'm just trying to kind of give him a chance here. Like I said, I'm not real thrilled about several things with the show
well,
right now.
Really
but
I definitely
really,
sense they're
John
in a transition, like right now, like they're
if
like they.
Up,
it's almost like when they realize they
they're
have to
always
leave
in
school,
a transition.
When they realize they have to leave.
The biggest problem with John being his father is that suddenly. Him and Sammy are second cousins, and they have children. And if they're going to take those children away from them, that'll really tick me off. There's no reason to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it will negate everything they've done for the last 5 years.
I don't think they're going. I honestly don't.
I hope they don't go there.
I could see them testing. Unfortunately, I think it would be unfortunate for them to do that. But since they're dropping these little bombs here and there about, you know, we got Billy. I don't think they'll see. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's like Billy and
I think
they'll be brought in to create some conflict there. But I don't, I mean, I sure hope they don't, like, go all the way with Hope and John. That would just be, ugh. But,
I just don't think,
I don't buy the whole EJ parentage being John and Gina, though. I really don't, Hope. I really don't.
I don't want it to be John, period. It shouldn't be John. I mean, they'd have to change.
That's just a rumor, right? I mean, nobody's actually
spoiled
that.
It's just a spoiler. It could be very well a red herring.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't buy that one.
Yeah, I think we'll just have to wait
and
see.
But there again, from the angle, I could see it being a red herring from the angle of why would Alice care so much? Because if it's Hope's kid, then if EJ was Hope's kid, then and she knew about it, she would have said something. I mean, it wasn't, you know.
Would she have told Hope?
The whole thing with Hope, with Alice being involved in this is so stupid. And it gets stupider by the minute.
But you know, it goes back, and again, I'm not saying that it's true, but you know, if they tied it back into. With Victor and the cartel and the whole thing that went on in 86 in the middle 80s when Victor first came on the show, Alice was involved in that storyline too. The episode that I was looking at in 86, you know, Alice was there and in the mix of it too. So, like you said, it could be very far-fetched that they would go back that far into the history to try to pull something together.
She's had that IOU all this time. That makes it look worse. That makes her look worse. How many times have nearly practically everybody she's been related to almost died, and she had this IOU that could have gotten them out of it?
I know.
Hopefully.
No, that was really funny. Although I
Please
think it'll be
there.
Interesting to see what happens when EJ realizes that Stefano gave them the hint that triggered the whole discovery that John was innocent.
He will not be pleased with that, you know.
That will be interesting. So.
Well, and then the whole thing of having them go and try and get John to sell them Basic Black was pretty much, hey guys, guess what? We ripped you off. I mean, you might as well have said it.
Mm-hmm.
I did like those scenes, though, even though I thought that was stupid.
I liked the scenes, but it
I
was
did
the
like
idea
the scenes.
Behind
it.
There
were a few times I found that I actually liked John and Marlene, you know, since they've been back. So, I thought it was kind of interesting, even though I don't think it was plausible.
The only thing I've liked Marlene doing is talking with Will.
Yeah, that's
exactly it.
Although my gripe is Kate's nowhere to be seen in the storyline. They better start writing her in it somewhere because she was a huge part of Will's life, for better or worse, you know, and all of a sudden it's like they didn't even write her going to his graduation party last year or anything. It's like, hello, you're forgetting there's a whole other grandma over here.
Well, I'm curious then what you think about. Have you seen the preview for 2012?
Uh-uh.
Did you read them?
I have.
Okay. Well, I'm curious.
Yeah, I read some of them.
Here.
what's going? What is it?
It's apparently they're changing Sammy and Kate's relationship so that they're on the same side. How do you feel about that?
Oh yeah.
Ultimately,
I think there's going to be several twists in that story before it's all said and done. But I love their chemistry on screen together. I think Lauren and Allie love working with each other, and you can tell in their scenes they really enjoy the whole frenemy dynamic. And that's the thing. It's just like with Kate and Stefano or Victor and May. Especially Kate and Stefano. There are so many dynamics to the relationship. We were talking about this at the start of the show with Sammy and Kate. they're both such, I hate to use the word complex when it comes to Sammy, but they've got a long history.
Yeah, well,
each character has a history with the show. They've been through a lot. And just like, I mean, who else? In the dialogue they had on, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday. What other characters could pull out of their butt, oh, why wouldn't I trust you? You only send people to, to the death chamber, for the innocent people to the death chamber. And she's like, oh, you're still holding a grudge. And she goes, well, that's mild compared to what it used to be. Yeah. I mean, that was I didn't say it right, but that was great dialogue.
Mentioned?
I love that. And so when they get criticized for not using history, they actually do. It's just selective. it's selective history. But I love it. But I love it when they do use the history. And I thought it was a reminder that those two characters have a long history together, for better or for worse, mostly for worse. But so I'm all for it. No matter what the twists and turns are, I mean, part of me is skeptical because Madison's such a bitch that she could be setting up Katie. Sammy could be the Trojan horse, or it could be the other way around where Sammy and Kate align, but they're begrudgingly aligned. It's kind of the way I used to want it to be with Anna and Kate, that they would realize they were better together than apart, but they still hated each other. So there was this whole, running a design business, something together, and having to work together because it was better for the company, but they hated each other, and so there was that push pull. That's what I enjoy about Sammy and Kate's relationship.
It would have been more fun if Tony and Anna and State were all living in the house together.
Of course,
but
I just bring that up as an example,
Nicole.
So,
yeah.
Of course it would have. But and I also, speaking of Nicole, I also enjoyed the scenes with Kate, and Nicole. Those were good scenes, too, this week. So,
yeah.
So in one episode, we got Kate with Nicole and Kate with Sammy, and both of those series of scenes were pretty cool. So, anyway, I was a happy girl that day. So I enjoy all three of those actors. Anyway, so that's my thought on it.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. I guess that we'll see. I read one of the spoilers that definitely that both Rafe and Sammy are going to get different jobs. So I have the feeling she really is going to go work for Kate. And also with Lucas coming back, that'll also make it easier for her to be interacting with Lucas.
Right.
And that brings up one thing that they did a lot of this week that just is irritating to me, is that I know they're trying to bring in more, I guess, real life type of issues and so forth. But the last thing on earth that makes any sense is for Sammy to be concerned about getting shoes for her children, when that Lucas and EJ both have got a lot of.
I said that earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize because I didn't hear it earlier. But, I mean, honestly, yeah, that's
I could buy Sammy needing to get out of the house to get away from Rafe a lot easier than I could buy her worrying about her tennis shoes for her kids, So, anyway.
Yeah, that's
and the
EJ isn't paying for their everything.
One thing, when you mentioned the real world thing, that reminds me, though, there was sort of a surprisingly, I don't know, it kind of caught me off guard because it actually was sort of real. When they the whole stupid thing about them finding, of course, Rafe had to be the one to figure it out or whatever, but about John, the internet, and all that stuff, at least they talked about the stuff that was going on with the Arab Spring and the European, all the unrest this spring. I mean, at least they brought that up, which I thought was really interesting because Salem's kind of in a bubble, It's like, things can be dropping around the world and, they're not touched by any of it, So I thought that was kind of interesting that they threw that in as a, it's just a way to sort of tie in the story. I don't know. That's just my observation. What it's worth. Anything else? Did we miss any?
Yeah.
I guess we think Brady and Madison suck. Are we all in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I didn't watch
I fast forward.
We don't know what the story. I still don't really know anything about her, really. You know, I think, we know that she was a childhood friend of Sammy's. I have been in favor.
Makes her automatically suspect.
Well, that's true. She's
a child.
I think it would be wonderful if they really created a uniquely new character that really was an independent woman, but she is not right now. What she's playing is not an independent woman. All she's doing is flirting with Brady
worst. She's the worst wardrobe on the show. They must hate her in wardrobe. I don't know the character in wardrobe because outfit she had on this week looked like a cross between a 12-year-old girl and I don't know what. I just, hated it.
I haven't really been feeling the
wardrobe for just about anybody. I mean, everybody really, I swear they hate just about every woman on the show point or other. I was really happy.
But, I mean, her
Nicole's
outfits
wardrobe,
are consistently
which
bad.
Was like, never happens. And then the next day they ruined it, so...
What was that? What never happened?
I really liked the day that Nicole and Kate got into it. I really liked the outfit that Nicole was wearing, which hardly ever happens anymore. And then the next day, or today's show, I mean, she's back in this hideous dress. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this clothes they have on Carrie, oh, my God.
Who the hell is dressing these people that think they know anything about clothes?
People were making fun of Jennifer's outfit today, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was quite bizarre.
Didn't get to see hers yet.
Yeah, it was kind of weird green color, yeah.
Yeah, but back to the Madison character, though. I mean, I think it would be a great idea if they truly created a unique independent girl business person. I think would be good, but that's just not what the character is right now. And so, I know that Anna enjoys this when Brady has his shirt off, which is a lot.
Oh yeah.
And, but honestly, I felt like the other day. They had a succession of these things, and I just said, these little guys are probably embarrassed in their end have to take their shirts off like this, just for no really reasonable reason. I don't know. I just like I said, it's just the ratings are not going to go up by them taking their shirt off.
They have to remember they have to have the right people together. I mean, now I could watch Brady walking around shirtless, the entire episode. That'd be fine. I think one time he was at the mansion. He was shirtless for two whole days, talking to Victor, talking to Kate, talking to everybody. I mean, I'm fine with that. But if
in the middle of a love scene,
it needs to be with the right person, or else it really doesn't. It's like if somebody's there blocking
the
view.
That really is hard to. It's a lot harder to come up with reasons why somebody is shirtless, unless they're in bed with somebody.
Well, here again, it's like they try. I mean, I hope they. The parts that I didn't fast forward, or even when I was fast forwarding, I could kind of tell what they were doing the other day when Brady finally deaded Madison, or vice versa, or whatever. But I could kind of tell like it was like supposed to be super, romantic and everything. But there again, it's kind of like throwing Taylor and EJ on top of a picnic blanket and throwing in a bottle of champagne and expecting them to buy it as anything other than crap.
I wouldn't have a problem with them sleeping together if they were just doing it for the fun of it, if they weren't trying to make it this romantic thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have them sleep together from day one, then have it about sex.
Yeah.
And then they can fall in love, after they get pissed off at each other or something, if they want them to end up together, fine.
I'm still not convinced that Madison's a girl. I'm sorry. I'm just not. But that's okay. That's my opinion.
I, this thing where they have to have them, you know, God is soulmates forever, and then you want them to sleep together after they've been on the show for 2 weeks isn't working.
Yeah.
They need to stop doing that.
Well, I mean, look at how long it took for Maggie and Victor, and I mean, they're older and everything, more mature, I guess you could
say.
Well,
that's because they weren't ever.
I mean, that was more romantic. That story was more romantic.
But that's because they couldn't have them in bed, though. See? They're never going to give them a scene where they're in bed.
Well, I could have lived my whole life without seeing Madison's thigh, upper thigh. I really could. And I was on a fast forward. I was not watching it in real time.
Yeah.
But I could have lived my whole life without seeing it. But then again, I guess I'm biased because I just don't like the character.
They think they're bringing in a whole lot of GH fans by doing this, I'm sure.
No. Well, I don't recall there being
obviously
a whole lot. I mean, I wasn't at Day of Days, but I didn't hear about droves of GH fans showing up at Day of Days to see, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm being mean, but I just don't. I just
no.
That character just doesn't
I mean,
do
they did the
for
same
me.
Thing. I'm sorry, they did the same thing with a bunch of other people, and it hasn't worked.
It's like, bring back our face. That's the thing. It's like, I mean, again, now, I'm happy that Ian Buchanan's coming on because I did love him from the 80s, and I think that certain characters can come in and you can really enjoy them, and you really can. They can be new characters to the show, and you can. Like, EJ was a new character at one point, I mean, even though he was a baby last time. But, you know, so it's okay, depending on how they bring them on, how they incorporate them into the story and everything, and how they build the character and everything. But still, I mean, we much more enjoy seeing our old favorites come back than somebody else's, for the most part. I'd rather see someone from the 80s or 90s.
I'm happy to have Jack and Jennifer back. I adore Jack. What they're doing with the story sucks so far.
That's an evolution, I think, hopefully.
So I'm
not
in a big hurry for them to bring back anybody else I really, really like. No. I really don't. I really
Tony, you wouldn't be in a hurry for
my
Tony
favorite
to come back?
Actors back because they'd certainly be more fun to watch than what I see on the show right now. But
I'd love them to come back, but I'm just scared what they would do again.
Oh, I'm really
his character.
Scared. I mean, the show, the story.
But I still want him back. You know.
Well, yeah, to me, if you look at the credits at the end of the program, there are a tremendous amount of writers. Either they're in a transition of rolling off a bunch of the older writers that we had before and bringing on a bunch of these folks that came from Passions or were not soap writers at all, that were screenplay writers for TV movies and so forth. And then, of course, they brought the young girl on who's an intern last year. I'm counting up almost 20 people. And, if they're rolling some people off and rolling some people on, but I think that's one of the reasons why the program, to me, it just seems uneven and that, you know, some history is great and some of it is asinine. You know, for Brady to be saying that he doesn't remember what his mother looked like is silly. I mean, we've had Isabella on there.
That's what he watched YouTube. Wait a minute, Brady, get the YouTube. I mean, come on, go on YouTube. You can find out what your mother looked like. But besides, didn't she appear to him as a ghost?
Oh, yeah, they've had two or three storylines with her.
I
mean, she's been a ghost. I mean, he recognizes
that. Allison Sweeney swore up and down that her character's name is Samantha Jean, J-E-A-N. I know, but this coming from Allison herself, I mean, I just cracked up. It was like I wanted to send her an email. You know, maybe you need to go watch some old episodes.
Well,
I'm not surprised. The part that really gets me, though, is that they're filming so far ahead, and they have so many writers. What the heck are the head writers doing that they can't look at episodes before they get filmed and check them? What the heck are they getting paid for that they can't do that?
Well, I have no doubt that it's a very difficult job to be a head writer of one of these shows. I do think that
they're not breaking down the episodes, and they're not and they're not writing the episodes. They're not writing the dialogue. So it's not like it's, you know, I just don't see why they can't be a little bit more hands-on and make sure that there's, you know, the continuity issues that are just so awful don't happen.
Well,
we don't
ladies,
know how many things they do.
I hate to interrupt, but I'm going to have to go.
Oh, okay.
You guys can continue.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. It's been
okay,
a long day. Yeah.
It is 10:35.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's getting late for me.
Probably should wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, you guys can continue, but I just need to go. Okay.
Oh,
you guys have
a
great Christmas.
All right. All right, you too.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye, Marianne. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Yeah, we're running a little late, too, so,
yeah.
You know. So it's time to wrap it up. It's, you know, it's been 95 minutes.
That was
but,
you know, is it even still rolling?
Yeah, we're still rolling. So I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next Friday at 10 p.m. And then in 2012, we'll be back on Saturday. So we're just doing this because of the holidays. Okay? So
Merry
thanks, care. Everybody.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for calling
in.
Everybody. Yeah,
thanks
thank
for
you.
Everyone in the chat room.
Okay.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
And Merry Christmas.
New Year. Happy holidays. All right, bye.